We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, an hour of musical reflection to encourage your heart.
Thank you. I mount up on eagle's wings. Before me, and the wind is blowing strong. When the witnesses around me, and my strength is almost gone. When the valley plunges deeper, and life shatters all my dreams, then I lift my voice to Jesus, and He gives my spirit wings. God gives wings. Wings to fly and strength to rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagle's wings. Run the race with patience. Let us lay each weight aside, looking only unto Jesus. He will be our faithful guide. He has run the race before us. He has won the victor's crown, and He calls to every Christian, follow me to higher ground. God gives wings as eagles. God rise above. God gives wings as eagles. When my feet begin to stumble and my dreams begin to crumble, I mount up on eagles. I mount up on eagles' wings. I mount up on eagles' wings.
You're listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise. Thank you.
Spirit and the bride say, come, come, come. And let him that hear it say, come, come, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
When I look at this world and see lives filled with hurt, I remember all the pain I've never felt. I wonder, God, why not me? My life has been so easy. I'm no better, I know. It's simply grace you chose to show. I've been blessed by the hand of God, and though I fail, He blesses anyhow. There are no words to tell just how good God has been. I've been blessed, so blessed, blessed beyond measure. When I look at my life, my children and my wife, I'm so thankful for all He has given me. I wonder, God, why me? I don't deserve such blessing. I'm no better, I know. It's simply grace you chose to show. Just how good God has been. I've been blessed, so blessed, I'm blessed beyond measure. Lord, as the years of time roll on and on, to each promise You've been true. But the greatest blessing in my life is to spend each day with You. I've been blessed by the hand of God, and though I fail, He blesses anyhow. There are no words to tell just how good God has been. I've been blessed. I've been blessed, abundantly blessed, beyond measure.
Not in the garden when He knelt to God and prayed. I did not kiss Him on the cheek when Jesus was betrayed. I could not do a single thing to hurt God's only Son. But every time I sin on earth, feel that I'm the one.
I'm the one.
I'm the one who shouted, crucify.
I'm the one.
I'm the one who made his cross so high.
I'm the one.
When he gave his life that day, I did not nail his precious hands or take his robe away. I could not do a single thing to hurt God's only Son. But every time I sit on earth, I feel that I'm the one.
I'm the one.
I'm the one who shouted, crucify.
I'm the one.
So high,
I'm the one,
I'm the one who stood and watched him die. What have I done?
I'm the one,
I'm the one.
No tears in heaven will be there. No tears in heaven, no sorrows given. All will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness when we shall join that happy band. No tears in heaven fares, no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven fares, no tears, no tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting up yonder, where we shall spend that endless day. There with our Savior we'll live forever, where no more sorrows can dismay. No tears in heaven fares, no tears, no tears up there. Sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven fares, no tears, no tears up there. No tears in heaven will be known. When I get to heaven, gonna walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, gonna see his face. When I get to heaven, gonna talk with Jesus, saved by his wonderful grace. When I get to heaven, gonna walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, gonna see his face. When I get to heaven, gonna talk with Jesus, saved by his wonderful grace. Save, save, wonderfully saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm saved, saved, wonderfully saved, and I'm so glad I am. When I get to heaven, gonna walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, gonna see his face. When I get to heaven, gonna talk with Jesus, saved by his wonderful, saved by his marvelous, saved by his wonderful grace.
So life someday. Yes, I'm going higher to stay. Over the clouds, beyond the blue skies, going where none ever sickens or dies. I'm going higher someday. Yes, I'm going higher to stay. Loved ones to meet in that sweet by and by. Oh, I'm, oh, I'm going higher someday. Someday.
We hope you're enjoying Songs of Praise. Here's some more inspirational music.
My life on the solid rock, far away from the sinking sand. And I cast my eyes to the home that waits on the banks of the promised land. There's a song of praise that is lifted there by the saints and the angel band. And I long to go and to join the choir on the banks of the promised land.
Hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand, and I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land.
Every grief and pain that has bound me here, Jesus knows and he understands. They'll be washed away as I cross that stream to the banks of the promised land.
Hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand, and I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land.
Then I'll see the face of my Savior dear, beckoned close by his sweet command.
All my burdens gone, I will rest at last on the banks of the promised land. Oh, hallelujah, what a morning when I reach for that nail-scarred hand, and I'm led from grace to glory on the banks of the promised land. And I'm led from his grace to his glory on the banks of the promised land.
Oh, come and There's a story in the Bible about a city God had prepared that a man could run to. When he found himself in trouble, a time of great despair, fleeing from the one who sought his life. And there outside that city, he cried to the keeper and asked if he could enter in. For there he would find safety. Yes, God had made provision, a city of refuge for him. Condemned from the fall of man, I was bound in sin with a debt to be paid. But God cared for me, and on Mount Calvary the foundation was laid. And on the cross Christ stretched out his hand, that mighty gulf he spanned, and bought my liberty. Now I can run to God's only Son. He is the city of refuge for me.
And one day I ran
to that city of refuge. Though guilty I was, I found shelter in the blood he shed for me. I was condemned, but God showed mercy. And on Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me. I was condemned, but God showed mercy. On Calvary, God built a city of refuge for me.
So many lost and dying in this world today. Have you heard their crying, or do you turn away? The harvest now is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God needs some willing vessels to be used. Is it too late for caring? Does Jesus really save? Are we truly praying for the blind to find their way? Little children are falling into a burning hell.
Will anyone heed the calling to go and tell? Untold, I will give the Lord control.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
Could not hears a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind, there are new heights to climb, and a new place in me.
Disappointments come, lonely days without the sun. If through sorrow, more like you I'll become.
Take my houses and my lands, all my dreams and my plans, for I'm placing my whole life in. And when you call me someday to that land far away, Lord, I'll go, and your will I'll obey.
For whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord, that's what I'll be
we shout out. saves, we sing to the God who always makes a way.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to 3ABN Australia Radio's book reading program. The book, The Ministry of Healing by Alan White, provides sound counsel regarding holistic health. It covers all aspects of living that contributes to good health, like cheerfulness, fresh air, exercise, diet, and positive relationships with other people, to name a few. Crucial also is a personal relationship with our Creator, who gave us life and everything we need for health and happiness. In this book, Alan White deals with sickness of the soul and the healing balm to be found by trusting God in all things. Written in simple, beautiful language, Ministry of Healing will point to a life full of joy and happiness, a life connected with the source of healing power. Let's join our book reader, Rosalie Rickards.
Hello, this is Rosalie, and I'm reading from the book Ministry of Healing by Alan White. Continuing chapter 41, In Contact with Others. If impatient words are spoken to you, never reply in the same spirit. Remember that a soft answer turns away wrath. Proverbs 15 verse 1. And there is wonderful power in silence. Words spoken in reply to one who is angry sometimes serve only to exacerbate. But anger met with silence in a tender, forbearing spirit quickly dies away. Under a storm of stinging, fault-finding words, keep the mind stayed upon the Word of God. Let mind and heart be stored with God's promises. If you are ill-treated or wrongfully accused, instead of returning an angry answer, repeat to yourself the precious promises. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Psalm 37 verse 5 and 6. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12 verse 2. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water. But you brought us out into a wealthy place. Psalms 66 verse 12. We are prone to look to our fellow men for sympathy and uplifting instead of looking to Jesus. In His mercy and faithfulness, God often permits those in whom we place confidence to fail us, in order that we may learn the folly of trusting in man and making flesh our arm. Let us trust fully, humbly, unselfishly in God. He knows the sorrows that we feel to the depths of our being, but which we cannot express. When all things seem dark and unexplainable, remember the words of Christ. What I do, you know not now, but you shall know hereafter. John 13 verse 7. Study the history of Joseph and of Daniel. The Lord did not prevent the plottings of men who sought to do them harm, but He caused all these devices to work for good to His servants, who amidst trial and conflict preserved their faith and loyalty. So long as we are in the world, we will meet with adverse influences. There will be provocations to test the temper. And it is by meeting these in the right spirit that the Christian graces are developed. If Christ dwells in us, we will be patient, kind and forbearing, cheerful amid frets and irritations. Day by day and year by year, we will conquer self and grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each one has a personal battle to fight. Not even God can make our characters noble or our lives useful, unless we become co-workers with Him. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. We need not keep our own record of trials and difficulties, griefs and sorrows. All these things are written in the books, and heaven will take care of them. While we are counting up the disagreeable things, many things that are pleasant to reflect upon are passing from memory, such as the merciful kindness of God surrounding us every moment and the love over which angels marvel, that God gave His Son to die for us. If as workers for Christ, you feel that you have had greater cares and trials than have fallen to the lot of others, remember that for you there is a peace unknown to those who shun these burdens. There is comfort and joy in the service of Christ. Let the world see that life with Him is no failure. If you do not feel light-hearted and joyous, do not talk of your feelings. Cast no shadows upon the lives of others. A cold, sunless religion never draws souls to Christ. It drives them away from Him into the nets that Satan has spread for the feet of the straying. Instead of thinking of your discouragements, think of the power you can claim in Christ's name. Let your imagination take hold upon things unseen. Let your thoughts be directed to the evidences of the great love of God for you. Faith can endure trial, resist temptation, bear up under disappointment. Jesus lives as our advocate. All is ours that His mediation secures. Think you not that Christ values those who live wholly for Him? Think you not that He visits those who, like the beloved John in exile, are for His sake in hard and trying places? God will not suffer one of His true-hearted workers to be left alone, to struggle against great odds and be overcome. God preserves as a precious jewel everyone whose life is hid with Christ in Him. Of every such one, He says, I will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you. Haggai 2:23. Then talk of the promises. Talk of Jesus' willingness to bless. He does not forget us for one brief moment. When, notwithstanding disagreeable circumstances, we rest confidently in His love and shut ourselves in with Him, the sense of His presence will inspire a deep, tranquil joy. Of Himself, Christ said, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. John 8:28 and 29. The Father's presence encircled Christ, and nothing befell Him but that which infinite love permitted for the blessing of the world. Here was His source of comfort, and it is for us. He who is imbued with the Spirit of Christ abides in Christ. Whatever comes to him comes from the Saviour who surrounds him with His presence. Nothing can touch him except by the Lord's permission. All our sufferings and sorrows, all our temptations and trials, all our sadness and griefs, all our persecutions and privations. In short, all things work together for our good. All experiences and circumstances are God's workmen whereby good is brought to us. If we have a sense of the long-suffering of God toward us, we shall not be found judging or accusing others. When Christ was living on the earth, how surprised His associates would have been if, after becoming acquainted with Him, they had heard Him speak one word of accusation, of fault-finding, or of impatience. Let us never forget that those who love him are to represent him in character. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honour, preferring one another, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Romans 12 verse 10 and 1 Peter 3 9. The Lord Jesus demands our acknowledgement of the rights of every man. Men's social rights and their rights as Christians are to be taken into consideration. All are to be treated with refinement and delicacy, as the sons and daughters of God. Christianity will make a man a gentleman. Christ was courteous even to his persecutors, and his true followers will manifest the same spirit. Look at Paul when brought before the rulers. His speech before Agrippa is an illustration of true courtesy as well as persuasive eloquence. The gospel does not encourage the formal politeness current with the world, but the courtesy that springs from real kindness of the heart. The most careful cultivation of the outward properties of life is not sufficient to shut out all fretfulness, harsh judgment, and unbecoming speech. True refinement will never be revealed so long as self is considered as the supreme object. Love must dwell in the heart. A thoroughgoing Christian draws his motives of action from his deep heart love for his master. Up through the roots of his affection for Christ spring an unselfish interest in his brethren. Love imparts to its possessor grace, propriety, and comeliness of deportment. It illuminates the countenance and subdues the voice. It refines and elevates the whole being. Life is chiefly made up not of great sacrifices and wonderful achievements, but of little things. It is oftenest through the little things, which seem so unworthy of notice, that great good or evil is brought into our lives. It is through our failure to endure the tests that come to us in little things that the habits are moulded, the character misshaped, and when the greater tests come, they find us unready. Only by acting upon principle in the tests of daily life can we acquire power to stand firm and faithful in the most dangerous and most difficult positions. We are never alone. Whether we choose him or not, we have a companion. Remember that wherever you are, whatever you do, God is there. Nothing that is said or done or thought can escape his attention. To your every word or deed, you have a witness, the holy, sin-hating God. To be continued.
Join us again next time when Rosalie Rickards continues reading from the book, The Ministry of Healing, here on your station, 3ABN Australia Radio.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 85 is also a psalm by the sons of Korah. The theme for this psalm is, "May the Lord restore his blessings upon the land." Lord, in times past you have surely blessed your land. You have healed the captivity of Jacob. You have pardoned the sins of your people, covering their iniquities with your salvation. Your wrath is subdued, and your fierce anger is seen no more. So bring us close to you, O God of our salvation, and may your anger not be upon us again. Please do not be angry with us any more, and do not punish our children's children. Revive our spirits, O Lord, that we may rejoice in you from our hearts. Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your great salvation. I want to hear what the Lord says to me, for he will speak words of peace to his earthly children. But they must not return to the foolishness of wickedness. God grants his salvation to all who reverence him. Then his blessing will be upon our land. Mercy and truth have come together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall arise from the earth, and righteousness shall be given from heaven. The Lord will grant what is good for his people. Our land will yield its harvest once more. Righteousness will be his advance guard as he prepares the way for us to follow.